All right, guys. Happy Wednesday. Already halfway through the week. Almost at the end of the month. Almost at the end of the year. I can't believe it. I don't know where the time goes. We're already just about into 2008, and thank God in heaven, the last year, hopefully, of this worst of all American presidents in all of American history. Literally. I don't think anybody at this point who's human, who has a heart, who loves this country, who loves anything that's good and decent and wholesome, would argue that point. Even the mainstream polls show that. 24% approval rating, according to Reuters, lowest of any president in history. And, hey, he deserves it. Lowest president has the lowest ratings. It only makes sense. He has earned it. Anyway, guys, great guests today. I've got two coming on. The first hour is Jim Tucker. Many of you, I'm sure, know who he is. He's an old-time veteran exposing the Bilderbergers. He's been doing that for decades, going to their little secret private meetings and reporting on the goings-on there. So he'll be on to talk about that, his years of experience doing that, decades of experience. Second hour, we've got Anton Chaitkin, who is an associate of Lyndon LaRouche. He's going to be on talking about Homeowners Bank Protection Act to try to shut down these mortgage foreclosures to bring them to a halt. He's also going to be talking about Uncle Rudy. Yeah, everybody thinks I'm related to Giuliani. Oh, heaven help me. I've been talking about Rudy, some of his little scandals. So I've got a great show lined up. Before that, though, before I bring the first guest on after the first break, go over a few quick announcements. Guys, Republic Trading Group has a new or somewhat new website. As the commercial mentioned before the show, republictradinggroup.net is the place to go for trading in gold, silver. I'll tell you guys, in this age of near economic collapse, I mean, we're pretty much, some have argued it's already collapsed. You know, the earthquake already took place. It's just a matter of the tsunami striking now. We're just waiting for the big strike, but the damage is already done. This economy is pretty much history. So the only stable form of money, you know, that's always been the case, but more so now than ever, is gold and silver. So get in on the Republic Trading. In fact, John Onesti, if you're listening, drop me an email and let me know. I'd like to get you on sometime and talk about your company and the ins and outs of it and the benefits. And so maybe I can book you sometime in the next few weeks or so. I've got some openings coming up. I got one next week and some coming up in the following week. So, but yeah, drop me an email and I'd like to get you on. But guys, it's so important. The dollar is not stable. It never has been. It was never designed to be. But I mean, that's becoming increasingly more and more obvious every day now as we see our currency dropping against the euro, against the Canadian dollar. It's even dropping against the Brazilian dollar. Now, that's scary. Third world currencies are, and by the way, that is what's going on. The dollar is dropping. It's not that these currencies are rising against the dollar. That's what they're telling you in our controlled media. They want to make it look like we're stable, and for some reason, these other currencies are just increasing in value, and ours is not. No. Ours is dropping. Just look at Wall Street. So if you want to stabilize your financial position, the only way to do it is gold and silver. When the dollar crashes, your wealth won't be affected. I mean, that's what the banker boys do. They got us into debt with phony Federal Reserve fiat currency notes. And then we paid them back with gold over the decades to the point now where we have no more gold, reserves in Fort Knox. But we can have our own individual gold reserves, and that's what John Onesti is all about. Anyway, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back. Get some great guests. I think you'll enjoy today's program. Stick with us.
Fire, The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552. For details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. You know, my girlfriend there, thanks, Jen, just sent me another interesting web page here. The headline reads, FBI hoped to follow falafel trail to Iranian terrorists here in the U.S. I just had to share that one. You gotta be kidding me. Well, you know, I guess since I'm already labeled radical, violent radicalizationist, I might as well complete the picture and confess that I like falafel very much. In fact, I'm eating falafel right now, and I'm enjoying it immensely. I guess that will put me on the Al-Qaeda terrorist list. Oh, knock it off. What kind of garbage is this? All right, guys, we got our guest on the line, Jim Tucker. He's been following obnoxiously, I love it, the Bilderberg sleazebags for decades on end now, and putting them under the spotlight, you know, turning the tables around on them. They like to watch us with their little cameras. Well, he's been putting them under his big eye. So with no further ado, let me introduce Jim Tucker. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning.
One of the heroes of the Patriot movement. Awesome. Glad to have you on.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So tell us, when did you actually start? They started in, what, 1953, I believe, right?
1954. The first time the Bilderbergs were described in print was by the late and great Westbrook. Pegler, he did not know they called themselves Bilderberg, but they were at Jekyll Island off of Georgia in 1957, And he got a telephone tip and went down with his binoculars and observed those luminaries entering behind palatial guards and so forth. Being a world traveler, he could recognize many of them and wrote two lengthy columns on the subject, raising the obvious question, why are these international financiers and heads of state and high officials of the federal government having a secret meeting for 3 days? What mischief are they up to? And from that point on, it was Liberty Lobby, which founded the Spotlight, addressed the issue in its newsletters and continued when the newsletters were converted into the weekly newspaper, the Spotlight, and of course, American Free Press is the lineal descendant of the Spotlight.
So, I mean, you've been on the trail pretty much from the beginning then, huh?
No. In 1975, I was assistant news editor to the Akron Beacon Journal in Ohio, whatever that meant. I realized I was walking among pygmies, so I quit. Well, we fired each other, and I landed at Liberty Lobby and was being interviewed for the job of editor of the Spotlight, which was then in the planning stage in April or May of 1975. And the founder, Willis Carter, asked me what I thought about Bilderberg, and I'd never heard of them. He told me something about Bilderberg, and I didn't believe it. I didn't think it was possible that such a group could exist, and me be unaware of it, after spending 20 happy years with daily newspapers and wire machines clacking all over the newsroom. So he gave me the information and made me a zealous pursuer of Bilderberg.
So ever since 75, so for about 32 years now, you've been...
It wasn't until about 1979 that I started physically covering Bilderberg. Well, we had that previously we had correspondents in Europe cover them. If they were meeting in Europe, correspondents in the United States, if they met in Canada, we would use a correspondent there or elsewhere in the United States. I started physically doing it about 1980, I think.
Wow. So, did you ever run into Henry Kissinger? Did you ever actually rub shoulders with Kissinger or any of these other?
Oh yes, a few times.
Wow.
One of my favorite recollections of Kissinger is his heavy German accent being an affectation. Now, David Rockefeller's a scumbag, but like scumbag Kissinger, he has a PhD in economics. But David Rockefeller is still Mr. Rockefeller, while Henry Kissinger is Dr. Kissinger.
And he really does fake the accent. I've heard that.
Yeah. I was called one time several years ago. I was mingling over cocktails at a reception and wandered up to old Henry and asked him something specific about the last Bilderberg meeting and somebody he was talking to, naming the time and date and so forth. And he looked at me and said, that was a private meeting. Then he called himself, that was a private meeting.
Unbelievable. It is believable. These guys are
The Turk has been in this country since he was 14 years old, and they tell me his brother, whom I've never met, speaks perfect English. You'd never guess that he has no hint of a foreign accent. But with Kissinger, it's...
How about Brzezinski? Is he faking it, too?
I don't think so. I've talked to him a few times, but he doesn't get... I don't get the same vibrations that he's faking his accent. And he's quite a trilateral kid. He's never made it to the Bilderberg meeting.
Yeah, he hasn't graduated to the... I guess they feel he's useful in that capacity, just keep him there. He plays his role, though, too.
Pardon?
Oh, he plays his role, too, in all of this, Mr.
Oh, yes, he does have an important role.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I have to admit, I'm kind of faking it, too. This is my real accent...
Yeah,
I like falafel, so I guess I'm a terrorist now. did you hear this? This is unbelievable. Now people who eat falafel are held in suspicion. I guess you're really in trouble if you eat falafel and go to the library and rent out Al-Qaeda books, you know? I guess, this is just nonsense. But anyway, so you started in 79, and you've been going every year since to the Bilderberg meeting? Wow. Yeah. So you actually get passes? Are you allowed in there? Or?
Oh no. The times I've been in, I remember sneaking over a fence late at night, going through a drain pipe that's big enough to almost stand up in.
Yeah, I don't imagine they have dining with them.
Heavy layers of security. They pay the local police department overtime to give them uniformed police. In Germany, they bring out the army. And they also have their own private security. It's very deep.
In fact, they had
some FBI guys protecting them when they were in this country one time. And I asked the guy how he could do that, protect criminals from meeting illegally, because it is against the law, against legislation passed by Congress, where these high officials have private meetings with private individuals.
Mm-hmm. It's a very questionable ones at that.
Yes.
Absolutely astonishing. So you must have run into some pretty scary predicaments. Huh? Have you ever been detained or harassed?
The Italian police held me for a few hours. They didn't put handcuffs on me or anything like that. They asked me what I was doing in Italy. And I said, you know damn well what I'm doing in Italy. I'm going to expose the Bilderberg kids. This went on for a while. Then they drove me back to my hotel. And I noticed that out in the lobby, there's these well-dressed guys sitting there. And I asked the bartender if they're regular. She said, no, they are plainclothes police, and they never come here. So I went over to them and said, well, fellas, if you want to know what happened at Bilderberg, they just asked me. I'll be glad to give you a fill-in. They said, oh, no, we don't know anything about that.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm sure they know you very well by now. They must have them watching
yes,
you like a hawk.
A couple times over the years, I grew a beard, but they've got so many photographs of me now that the only disguise I can think of is dressing up like a girl and not being a liberal Democrat. I don't have an appetite for that. Oh, yeah, years ago, the local police started greeting me by name, and so I knew then that there's disguises won't work anymore.
So do you have people that you talk to that, you know, share information that actually get inside? I mean, how do you get information when you're basically locked out?
Well, in the early years, it was a matter of developing, getting there 2 or 3 days early, developing sources, find out where the waiters and bartenders drink when they get off duty, and offer to buy them a round of drinks and ask for their help, assure them that don't tell me your name so that they put me on the rack. I can identify you, and don't take a chance on your job, but instead of throwing a piece of paper in the trash can, if you just bring it to me, if whatever you hear and whatever you see, let's talk about it every night. And that worked. It takes them a little while to warm up. And in recent years, I think it's because of the Internet, the sources have become from a higher level. Of course, I still wouldn't know their names, but I can tell by their bearing and dress that they're more in the management end of the whatever resort Bilderberg is staying in, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for them. The upper management knows, as of months in advance, that their resort's going to be sealed off, only Bilderberg inside, surrounded by armed guards. And then they begin to wonder what in the world's happening. And then they become friendly sources.
Now, is it the same people year after year that's been leaking, quote-unquote, information to you?
No, it evolves over time. Generally, it's hotel or resort staff. Even upper echelons of resort staff. So
yeah.
Of course,
not actual attendees.
Yeah. In fact, I used to describe, without using their names, I would physically describe a source in the newspaper. Then one of our readers wrote to me, who's a retired law enforcement man, said the description you gave of that informant, they could track him down and stomp on him if they wanted to just from that description.
Yeah.
So I stopped doing the physical descriptions of sources for that reason.
So you set these up like ahead of time, or?
Yeah, I mean, last year and the year before. Understand, I get a lot of help from the European media, too, because they give it heavy attention, both in their major newspapers and their broadcast outlets.
Yeah,
so,
a lot more freedom over there than we got here.
By the time, and with
we got to go a break. Hold that thought, and we'll pick up then when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Jim Tucker on the line, longtime veteran, exposing the Bilderbergers. So, yeah, you got cut off there in mid-thought before the break.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, I kind of did, too. Well, we were talking about, it totally slipped me.
Oh, yes, I was saying that you get a lot of help from the media in Europe because their broadcasters and their newspapers and magazines give Bilderberg heavy attention. We meet each evening at a designated spot. It's generally about 6 o'clock to pool our information because we're not direct competitors. And because of the Internet, as soon as I know where I'm going to be, where they're going to be, and make my own flight and hotel reservations, that goes on our web page so that everybody wants to know knows where I am. And
yeah, definitely. Actually, before we go on, give your website. You know, people can go and read some of the things you've written. And
I thought we're over here right now.
I mean, do you have your own page or is it American Free Press?
It's American Free Press page.
Oh, okay. You don't have like your own separate website?
No, I don't have my own website.
Like BilderbergersExposed.com.
There's a lot of.
What's that?
There's a lot about Bilderberg on other people's websites, but I never established one of my own.
Okay, so I guess one of the things I was wanted to ask you before the break is before the conferences, you kind of what do you go to the hotel and feel people out and try to find somebody that you think you can trust as an informant, basically? Or?
Yes, I start working on informers at the scene of the crime while before the gates go up. Typically, the Bilderberg advance guard will start arriving on Wednesday morning. About noon, they'll put up the everybody's got to go. All the private guests have to be checked out by noon. They're told that when they make their reservations, and they're checked out. That the police are deployed and barricades set up on Wednesday afternoon. So if I arrive on a Monday, I'll go over there to the scene of the crime on Monday evening, and then spend a lot of time over there on Tuesday chasing down sources. And as I say, they've been very productive over the years. And of course, the other guys are doing the same. Some of the other guys who arrive early are doing the same thing. And to a busboy or a waitress being invited to have drinks at a polite, civilized bar where their guests is a real treat. They have a reason to put on their Sunday suit and mingle with the higher bunch of snobs than they normally do.
Yeah, and snobs they are. You know, in case there's some people just tuning in and they're not familiar with what the Bilderbergers are, although, of course, RBN's audience for the most part does know that, but the Bilderbergers is a group of elitist bankers, government officials, people in the media, in academia, you name it, just elite individuals, cream of the crop, if you will, who have this little secret cabal going on that they've been meeting every year since their founding in 1954. They choose a different place every year, sometimes in Canada, sometimes in Europe, sometimes here, whatever. And always, always, always when they meet, it's very private. There's top security. There's local police. There's federal agents. You know, you get, yeah, like you said, FBI. You got Secret Service. You name it. And they fly in from around the world, and they have these private meetings. And basically what they do is determine where they want the world to go for the coming year to suit their interests, regardless what the public interest is. We're of no concern to them.
Yes,
just to benefit. And so what Bill Tucker here has been doing for, you know, since 1979 is actually going to these meetings and trying to find out as best he can what actually is taking place at these meetings. It's scary stuff. I mean, major, major decisions that have affected our lives globally have gone on at these meetings.
Yes, for example, after the meeting in Canada a few years ago, we did an advanced story on the coming housing crisis, how hundreds of thousands of homes owners would be foreclosed. Some of the Bilderberg kids were laughing about it to their credit. Some said it seemed awful cruel, but if a young first-time homebuyer had read American Free Press, they would they'd still have their homes now. They would not be foreclosed. A year or so ago, we did an advanced story on the price of oil going to rise to some of the Bilderbergs said $150 a barrel, but it did go up to almost $100 a barrel. So those things could be anticipated as they manipulate. And of course, on world affairs too, we did an advanced story on the Persian Gulf, first Persian Gulf War.
It must be amazing over the years when you see these things and you hear what transpires. And then sure enough, 3, 4, 5 years later, when the exact thing that they planned comes to pass. I mean, how can people deny that there is this conspiracy? It's obvious.
Yes, we've been confirmed every year. Events have confirmed our reports, even such things that people thought were just too wild, such as our advanced story on the downfall of Lady Thatcher's prime minister of Britain. Bilderberg, about
they
a year.
Planned that too. Yeah. I tell you what, we got another break coming up, Bill, and I'll remember this time where we left off. We'll pick up there when we get back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. I got to apologize, Jim. I think I called you Bill, didn't I?
I've been called worse than that.
You know, I'm still trying to calm down. I was a nervous wreck. I went to get some stitches out today, and being the biggest baby on planet Earth as I am, hospitals just make me nervous. Even if I'm not going in for myself, I go in to visit somebody. I get the shakes. I really do. I can't. And wouldn't you know it, there's a girl next to me who fell and split her head open, and she's agonizing, and I'm just sitting. Oh, it was like major psychological warfare. I'm getting all nerved up listening to her, you know. It figures. I had to go in there on a day when there was someone like that in there. So I'm all nervous, and I can't think straight still. Oh, it didn't even hurt, actually, but I'm just such a baby. I can't stand. Ugh. Anyway, glad that's over with. I think that was more traumatic than getting the stitches put in. At least they numb you up then, you know, but I did. Oh, well, anyways. But I do remember where we left off before the break. You were talking about Thatcher. So they planned at a Bilderberg meeting to oust her?
Yes, we wrote an advanced story on that. Everybody had a big belly laugh. A year later, her own conservative party replaced her with a trapeze artist named John Major from her own party. And I had the opportunity to chat briefly with Lady Thatcher a couple years later and asked her reaction. And this is very close. I use direct quotes before. This is a very close paraphrase of what she said. She said she considered a tribute to be denounced by Bilderberg and should never surrender one bit of sovereignty to an international organization such as the European Union. They wanted her to embrace the euro, and she wouldn't do it. The pound is a symbol of sovereignty. And
Well, no wonder. Shame on her. She should want to enslave her country on the behalf of these elites here.
And
ugh,
so,
what's the matter
so
with
she
her?
Was punished by being thrown out of office. And it's interesting the way these reporters from the Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, and all the three network anchors, well, the Washington Post attends regularly all the way back to when the late Phil Graham was publisher, then his widow, and now her little boy. They always attend Bilderberg meetings, and they keep their solemn promise to report nothing. Like in Chantilly, I think they met in Chantilly near at National Airport. It was in May, in early June of 2002, just after the terrorist attacks scared them so that they would fly to Dulles and be able to get bused nearby to nearby Chantilly for their evil doing. Now, Jimmy Lee Hoagland, Associated Press, Washington Post, always escorts the publisher to these meetings, had to know that the Secretary of Defense, Rumsfeld, when he roared out from the Pentagon to address him on Saturday, said, there will be no war this year. Now, at that time, the Post and all the other newspapers were predicting war by this summer or fall at the latest of this year. Now, his own newspaper continued to be wrong. I can't understand why he wouldn't walk into the city room and say to the national and international editors, stop predicting war this year because it ain't going to happen. But he let his own newspaper be wrong after hearing Rumsfeld say there will not be a war this year. And the war didn't start until the following March, I think it was. But it was in 2003, not 2002. But that just demonstrates how slavishly they keep their promise of secrecy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you were asking me about how to subscribe to American Free Press and get all this wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
The telephone number is 202-544-5977. If you tell the ladies that you're subscribing because of Bilderberg, they could ask them, they'll send you some Bilderberg material, to background material to get you updated on the subject.
Yeah, American Free Press is excellent. They have a lot of stuff, too, right on their own website. You can go and read, and I'll tell you, you get quite an education there. They're right on the top of everything and have been for a long time because of people like Jim Tucker here. You know, if anybody doubts that there is this conspiracy for world government, call in 800-313-9443. This is the guy to talk about. I mean, he's been there. He watches these guys and has been for decades. And, you know, on the one hand, it's great to see yourself vindicated. But at the same time, you almost wish they could prove you wrong because you don't want to be right about this stuff.
Exactly. But we've had some victories, too. A few years ago, about 1991 and 1992, Bilderberg was saying that we'd have a North American, an American Union similar to the European Union by the year 2000. And NAFTA, of course, Bill Clinton, the obscure governor of Arkansas, was brought to Bilderberg in Germany in 1991. He was elected president in 1992. And at that meeting, they told Clinton what NAFTA was and why he was for it. And, of course, he was for NAFTA. And they were quite confident that NAFTA would expand throughout the Western Hemisphere, that 90-man panel, 30 from each country of the originating countries, Mexico, United States, Canada, would expand accordingly and become the American Parliament, American Union's Parliament. And there'd been an American Union Court just like the European Union Court. And some of those people in Europe were stunned, especially in Britain, to learn that the court, the European Union Court, could nullify laws passed by their own parliament and it could pass laws and impose them on your country.
Incredible. Destruction of sovereignty, which of course is what we're seeing with the NAU. When did you first notice the NAU being talked about? Of course, that probably goes back even before 79, I'm sure.
What's the NAU?
The North American Union, our version of the
European Union. Oh, yeah. That's a backup position. By, as I said, they expected about 7 years ago, would be totally in North America, totally in American Union, having failed that with, because a lot of congressmen got scared by enlightened voters who bombed them with telephone calls and letters and emails opposing an American Union. And so the backup position is, of course, the North American Union, just United States, Canada, Mexico, down with the borders, a similar an Amerio or something like that would be the common currency. Emerald. And the only candidate for president who will address this subject is Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And he says so out. He says all out loud, and the others are afraid to offend the big money class. But of course, Ron Paul gets a lot more than a lot of the candidates from average Joes like you and me from around the country.
Well, I'll tell you one good thing about Ron Paul, even if they rig it and he doesn't get elected, he has brought to the public's attention some major issues that have been under the radar for a long time now. Finally, they're emerging as mainstream issues that are being discussed openly, and it's fantastic. No matter how you look at this, I mean, it's bringing it out.
That's been the role of third parties like Ross Perot in opposing
92.
NAFTA in 92.
Yeah.
Got almost 20% of the vote. It cost a Big Bush the election, to be sure, but Big Bush is also...
I'm not so sure that was a bad thing. I don't know.
Well, Big Bush had reneged on his no new taxes. And I've been very proud in the 1988 campaign when during the debates with this Dukakis kid, he said he's for the taxpayer bill of rights, which had been proposed by Liberty Lobby and before the House Ways and Means Committee about 1977 and had not yet become law. Of course, it takes a long time for complicated piece of legislation to become law. It takes years. But it did pass. It's on the books. But then...
Liberty Lobby's done some great things over the years.
And he promised to not raise taxes solemnly in that debate, and he raises taxes. I think that hit him pretty hard in that election, too.
He asked for it.
Yep.
We got a call. Before I go to him, I wanted to ask you real quick. You mentioned about the mortgage foreclosures and how that was brought up at a Bilderberg meeting.
Yeah.
That's interesting you raise that point, because my next guest is going to be talking about a bill to put a freeze on these foreclosures. What year did they discuss that?
Let me check my next year. See, I think it was they met in Canada about 3 years ago.
Son of a gun. How do you like that? So there you go, folks. They were planning these foreclosures. Oh, boy, I tell you, man. I mean, I'm not surprised. I know this is what goes on, but when you hear it confirmed by someone who's been there, and you had reported on this several years ago.
Yeah, and...
have it happening.
You can say that young people are stupid not to say... I mean, actually, they were this radical about it. They would tell the young couple, oh, you can buy this wonderful house, and you don't have to pay this much at this little tiny interest rate.
Mortgage.
Paying only the interest, not even a nickel on the equity. But 6 months or a year later, the rate jumps. They have to pay hundreds of dollars more.
Yeah, floating interest rate. Yeah, that's such a – what a trap. What a scam. But it doesn't even matter. You know, even without the floating interest, people are still getting hit because as they lose their jobs – and who isn't anymore? So many have been sent over to China and India. The jobs that they wind up getting, if they even do get one anymore – wind up paying, you know, a half or a quarter of the wages they were getting. So they can't afford to keep their homes, regardless of what kind of...
We've traded hundreds of thousands of manufacturing jobs that paid well. The technological jobs to India on the telephone service, and they're replaced with service jobs, low-paying
service. But there you go. There you go, folks. I mean, here's the proof right here. This guy reported this years ago. Here it is happening. Oh, but there's no such thing as a conspiracy. Yeah, whatever. Hey, we got Jamie from New York on the line. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Kentucky,
I'm sorry.
That's okay,
that.
Sir. I would like to say that about this New World Order, I've been researching it over the Internet, reading books about it, over for the last 4 years now, and something just hit me, and Now, don't take my word for it. Just look it up yourself. I think what I've read is the papacy is behind all this.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
The Roman Catholic Church is behind all this. They're the ruler of all. They're going to. They know who's going to be the next president, even.
Jim, do you see the Catholic Church playing any role in this?
Nope.
Do they have any officials attending the Bilderberg meetings?
Nope. The Pope has never attended, nor any officials in the Vatican has ever attended.
Well, the Catholic Church proclaimed they have the right to change times and laws, which they did. They admitted of changing the seventh-day Sabbath of the, you know, Christian belief.
Well, I don't know if we want to go into that realm. But, yeah, I mean, there's no question the Vatican plays a role, you know, probably in this case anyway, a more behind-the-scenes role. Like Jim said, they're not sending cardinals and bishops in their purple and scarlet robes.
Well, Jesus said if it was in the last days, if it was possible, the very elect will be fooled, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, but like I said, that's kind of taken us off the, you know, this particular topic. Did you have anything specific you wanted to ask Jim about, you know, his attendance at
Bilderberg?
The meetings? And by the way, do you want a dog? I want to get rid of this obnoxious mutt I've got. Just email me your address and I'll send him off to you.
Okay.
But did you have any questions for Jim specific?
Did you ever see anybody of George Bush at these meetings and stuff?
Bush attended the Trilateral Commission meetings. He was never brought to senior varsity. Interesting, in the 1980 campaign between Reagan and Carter, there's a lot of debate about the trilaterals. People knew more about trilaterals than did Bilderberg, and Reagan said that he would not have any trilateralists in his administration. Then he joshingly pointed out that some of the other candidates do have a problem with the Trilateral Commission. So, surprisingly, he took Big Bush on the ticket with him.
Yep.
His vice president of the United States in Washington in about March or April of 1981, Bush addressed the Trilateral Commission, and they were received at a reception at the White House.
Yeah, it's interesting. Reagan was so much against the trilaterals, but then he stocked his whole cabinet with Council on Foreign Relations members. So what's the difference?
Jim?
Yeah.
Also, one more thing. Do they talk about this New World Order thing there?
Hey, I think you called him Bill, too. It's Jim.
Jim.
Hey, Jim, you might as well change your name to Bill. Everybody's calling you Bill, you know.
Well, I've been called some names you would never use on the air.
Yeah, I guess that's a little better. Huh?
And what do you think about Alex Jones?
Well, he's a good soldier. In fact, he was at the Bilderberg meeting with me in Canada a few years ago.
Well, if you ask me, I think he's a Jesuit.
Oh, yes.
Because he don't talk about the Roman Catholic Church, which I know it's behind it.
I don't know that. In fact, David Rockefeller is a Southern Baptist just like me. Well, maybe not exactly like me, but he's nominally a Southern Baptist.
I know what the Bible says, and it says that he comes to change times and laws, and that's what the papacy admits to doing, God's law.
Jim, have you ever run into or interviewed or talked with Mr. Rockefeller himself?
Yes, but he was not very friendly.
I can imagine.
His eyes bulge, and... Well, he's a trembling old man now, deep in his 90s, and he carries his playbook with both arms and walks very slowly. Well, he's the last surviving son of the original John D.
He has a son, though, doesn't he? They're ready to take over the ranks there?
I'm not sure who's going to step in when he kicks the bucket. Now, a young senator from West Virginia, Jay Rockefeller, is... John D. Rockefeller, the third or fourth or something, and he's only in his 50s, and he's attended trilateral meetings. I've never known him attend a Bilderberg meeting. It might be politically difficult, although leaders of the House and Senate have attended over the years. when they start hearing from constituents when they get back home, they get a little gun shy.
Jeez, man. I can't say I'd ever want to bump into that guy. I'm not sure what I'd... I'd be tempted to want to spit on him or something. What a piece of trash, you know?
But I wouldn't beat up a frail old man.
No, I suppose I'd have pity on him and think that, you know, he's at the end of his years now, that, you know, he's had his little fun, and now he's going to face judgment one day. I don't believe
he's staring eternity in the face.
Yeah, he's not getting away with anything, and neither is anyone else that plays this little game with us. Yeah, I guess I pity him. I really do. Because that's all they're going to get, you know, is 310 years of fun raping and pillaging the planet, and then it's over for them. Then it's Judgment Day. All right, okay. Guys. Well, we got a short break. Hold that, and we'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Jim Tucker on just for a few more moments here. Boy, there's so much more we could talk about, but we only got a few minutes, unfortunately. We'll have to have you on again sometime. Maybe give us an update after this June's meeting coming up.
Sure, be glad to. I have to find out where they are first. I don't know yet.
What did you get from them this past meeting back in June?
Let's see, I'm trying to cast my memory around now.
Where was it this time? Was it up in Canada?
No, this past time it was in Istanbul, Turkey.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed writing about how the fact that they were... we're grieving over the lack of progress toward an American union.
Union, yeah, yeah. I'm sure that's big on the agenda.
They were glad that they'd forced Bush into endorsing the Law of the Sea Treaty, the so-called Laws Treaty, which is, of course, a sovereignty surrendering measure, another step toward world government. What a lot of people don't understand is actually it gives the parties jurisdiction over parts of the continental United States along the waterways, as well as determining where our ships can go anywhere in the world. And it's just a horrible thing. But they had celebrated pressuring Bush into supporting it, which surprised everybody. Reagan had opposed the Law of the Sea Treaty from the outset, but not sent it to the Senate for ratification. He denounced it. Then Big Bush remained silent on the issue. Clinton was, of course, all for it, being a Bilderberg boy. But on the test vote in Congress, test vote in the Senate, it was failed like something 90 to something, so he didn't send it up to be rejected. He was just waiting for a new Senate to come in and be more friendly. Now it's pending before the Senate. They were forced to have hearings on it because the public outrage, they were going to just try to slip it through on a Saturday night, too late for the morning Sunday morning newspapers, too late for the talk shows to be rearranged to discuss the Law of the Sea Treaty. They're hoping simply to ratify it and it not be known to the public, be largely unaware of it. Now they can't do that, but they can take the matter up at any moment. And this falls in line with a lot of other world government things. For instance, there's at least three proposals pending before the UN for a direct tax on citizens of the world. That is, paid directly. And they're favoring.
Been wanting that for a long time.
Yeah, and you don't read about the newspapers, though. You'd think whether they were worried about Bilderberg or not, that they would address the issue of surrendering.
Remember, Lou Dobbs talked about it. I was impressed.
Who did?
A number of months ago, Lou Dobbs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And of course, Ron Paul has slammed the issue. But again, the ability to tax directly helps firm up your position as a world government. Their favorite
is... brings you more under their control.
Oh, yes, we're running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, I just wanted to ask you real quick, is Bill Clinton still attending the meetings, do you know?
No.
Hillary's stepping forward now to fill that gap, right?
No, she attended one as First Lady, the one in Georgia, Lake Lanier, during his time in the White House. They tried to deny it, but they couldn't do it. And she did attend, so...
But he hasn't been going recently, huh, in recent years?
Not recently, because it'd be too impolitic.
Yeah. Okay, that's all the time we got. Sorry about that. But, hey, thanks a lot, Jim. We'll have you on again sometime. Great work. Keep it up. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
With recent internet...